It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, arts, entertainment, food, topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And welcome to show 11 of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock, and welcome one and all. Spencer, you had an interesting weekend, I understand, with ATS's own Dave Rabbit. Tell me a little bit about that. I'm dying to hear about it.
Well, actually, Dave and I are going to school everybody on Butt Darts 101. So you're going to hear the entire episode as it unfolded at this restaurant in Dallas. And, oh, my God, yeah, we had a lot of people staring at us. And from some of the posts from people who saw the pictures, yes, it was an experience. So definitely stick around. That's going to be inside this edition of the BTS Mix.
This I cannot wait for. I really can't wait for it. And I understand, Spencer, also you did a little bit of fishing this past weekend. That's kind of exciting.
I did. You know, I rarely get a day off. I'm usually pretty busy all the time. And this was one of those opportunities where I didn't have an event that I had to work on this weekend. And it was really nice because, Doc, I got to go fishing, and it was on a private lake. There's no jet skis, no power boats. I mean, super fast power boats or anything. I mean, the speed limit on this lake is like 15, 20 miles an hour. So it was just very peaceful, just a gorgeous East Texas lake. I caught the biggest bass I've ever caught in my life, and I can probably count the number of bass I've caught on my two hands. And this one was easily the largest. Caught a lot of crappie, ate some fried fish, and life was peaceful and wonderful, and boy, it was tough to come back.
Well, I'm now going to refer to you as the Bass Master. I think that makes a lot of sense.
I am the master of my domain. But we've got some other great topics we're going to be talking about, too, like what's your favorite sci-fi movie? Men trying to steal metal. Now, this is we'll go more into this, but you've been hearing stories about this all over the country.
So stick around.
Big social revolution going on here.
And on our website, we have instructions.
Something different.
Come on, together we'll discover how it works.
Extremely easy for anyone to do.
Come on, together we'll discover how it works.
Fueled by the power of the internet.
Come on, together we'll discover how it works.
This idea is golden. The internet is the technology of the future.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it? Do you believe it?
Every American should know.
Big social revolution going on here.
They're digging the anti-establishment vibe.
Listen very carefully. You ready for this?
They're digging the anti-establishment vibe.
In today's America, technology empowers the public in nearly everything they do.
They're digging the anti-establishment vibe.
I tell you, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
What is wrong with you people?
They're digging the anti-establishment vibe.
So, boys, where are we headed?
Welcome to the show.
They're digging the anti-establishment vibe.
Showtime.
You know, Spencer, it looks like the idiots are truly out and on parade this week. I don't know if you've seen some of these current events, but some of these things, man, you really got to wonder what kind of world we live in. And right now I'm talking about a little thread I found in the Breaking General News Forum. And the headline is, Men Trying to Steal Power Lines Get Shocked.
And much deservedly so.
I mean, this is kind of a common sense thing here. This was in Confluence, Pennsylvania. That's kind of a cool name, Confluence. Two Somerset County men are charged with trying to steal live power lines that were still attached to a transformer and utility poles. Police said Kevin Lytle of 27 and Daniel J. Basinger, both of Confluence, were shocked during the theft attempt on May 3rd in Lower Turkey Foot Township. I mean, where? You can't write this stuff. And I think that maybe this is a new term for the dictionary. When two men are in confluence, perhaps they're trying to do something really jackassed. That's the only thing I can think of to define that. And both were charged on Wednesday, but only Basinger was well enough to attend his arraignment at the attempted theft charge. Now, Spencer, I don't know about you, but first of all, I've never been to a point of desperation where I thought, you know, I need to go out and steal some power lines. I guess I haven't had the need for them. But wouldn't you maybe think twice before touching something that might be flowing with electricity?
You know, these guys are obviously, there's a village somewhere that's missing their idiots. And they're probably going, well, I see birds landed on them all the time. I'm sure it's perfectly safe for me to go up there with my bolt cutter. You know, and you've seen pictures of this probably on amazing videos of bears touching power lines or somebody, you know, arcing. That's got to hurt. It's obviously going to leave holes in you when it shocks you. But, you know, I'm also thinking these guys are candidates for Darwin Awards. You know, the people who kill themselves in the most creative ways. And obviously, these aren't the brightest bulbs on the tree, pardon the pun. But, you know, this is going on all over the United States. It's crazy. I just read a story today about somebody having stolen a 2,000-pound, 6.5-foot-high ship's anchor. Somebody just stole it. And it's probably, you know, in some salvage yard somewhere that they're getting, you know, some minor cash for. But good grief. I mean, it's crazy. And even one of our members wrote in, Paul Light wrote, I'm really surprised that this kind of thing's happening in the U.S. I live in Costa Rica for quite some time now. Those things are quite common here. But CR is still a third world country. A few weeks ago, I heard my dogs barking in my backyard. It was like 3 a.m. Woke up and saw this guy hanging from the lamppost trying to cut the power line. It's really sad to see what people are doing just to get a few extra bucks.
Well, yeah, the original poster on this Cyprix, you know, he said in his follow-up post, he said the stealing of copper is just getting out of hand. Just last week in my office, a security guard was telling me he guards power substation on nights because of copper theft. And he has at least 2 to 3 groups of people try it each night. I mean, this is a nightly occurrence, 2 to 3 groups going after this copper. I mean, you know, I understand that these metals do have some inherent value to them, but is it worth it if, you know, you get fried doing it?
Well, here's the other deal. You know, Doc, I mean, if somebody shows up, and this happens a lot now because people find them fairly easy to steal, is they'll take manhole covers. Well, obviously, that's dangerous. That's dangerous to motorists, pedestrians, vehicles, and people just take these. But what are the ethics? Is it not obvious this is a manhole cover? Is it not obvious it's 2 miles of electrical wire? I mean, aren't you going to go, well, I wonder where they got that? Or are you just going to pay them the money and just turn the other head? I mean, pawn shops have to have some accountability. Why can't these ironmongers or metalmongers do the same thing?
Well, all I got to say is some group comes up after my manhole, I'm going to give them a what for. And it looks like...
Well, you haven't played butt darts then, have you?
No, I have not. And so I'll keep my manhole cover tightly sealed. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh.
But sorry, kids. I guess this brings us relevantly into our next story. Also in the Breaking General News Forum, apparently these groups of men just can't stay away from electricity this week. It says 2 Colorado men exchanged taser shots over a parked van. Again, you read this headline and you just can't help but jump into it. And the article says it wasn't exactly, and this was posted by Dimensional Detective, and the article says it wasn't exactly pistols at 30 paces, but police say a security company supervisor and a restaurateur shot each other with tasers in a boneheaded confrontation over parking. So first of all, both of these jokers had tasers, and both of them apparently used them at the same time and got one another. I mean, what's going on in the world where grown men, supposedly with reason and logic, are running around tasering each other over parking spaces?
You know, I would still like to see the hidden camera video on that. I really would. That has got to be just too funny. You move your car. I'm not moving my car. Draw. But they both fall. Obviously, they both got tasered. I mean, what do you do? Because when you get hit with the electricity, you're going to spasm and keep pulling the trigger. I mean, that could go on forever until the batteries run down.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if you're parked illegally, why not just say, okay, man, yeah, I'm sorry. What rationality do you have to go, well, I'm not moving my car and I've got a taser. Well, I've got a taser. Well, draw.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go. For moderator, NGC 2736 puts it best. He says, taser duels, not just for the criminally insane anymore. So true, so true. Everybody's got a taser these days. You might as well duel with them. It's the new Wild Wild West, apparently. Here we go.
Well, you never hear about women doing that kind of stuff, do you?
No, you don't. And you know, you got to give them kudos for it, because every time an article like this comes out, it really, you know, does a disservice to man, you know, man as a species.
No.
So, Spencer, I promise to taser you. I promise not to taser you if you promise not to taser me. How about that?
Thank you. Hey, you got a promise there. You got a promise there. All right, let's go from tasering idiots over to general chit chat and hot or not. This one's posted by Given May, and hot or not. Okay, for the hotties in here, or actually people that think they are, show us those flaming pics or pecs, depending on who you are. And always remember to keep it within TNC. I'll be the judge. Better yet, anyone can be the judge. Are you hot or not? Rating 1 to 10, unless you're smoldering hotness. And then it goes on. And I have to say something that was totally obvious just getting through the first three or four pages of this. Nobody posted a picture for the first few pages.
Yeah, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of like a middle school dance. And you've got girls on one side of the room and guys on the other side of the room. And nobody's willing to make that first move. And then it finally took someone, and gosh, I mean, this was, let me see here. This was, I think, the second page in when somebody finally posted a picture. And
it might not have been in them.
Geez, you know, I'm sitting here scrolling down, and it wasn't until page three that someone, and it was Grady Philpott, one of our members here, and he finally put a picture in. You know, way to go, Grady, for really breaking the ice in this thread.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was one guy that actually had like a, I guess it was Photoshopped. I'm not sure. And I'm scrolling down through it. Rasobasi 420. Who put a picture up, and I'm sitting here going, yeah, you got a parrot on your shoulder and a pirate patch. That's not really you. Well, actually, the only Photoshop part of this was the hook on his hand and the pirate and the eye patch. The rest of him is all lean, mean muscle machine, I guess.
And I'm going to go ahead and make a mental note here. I'm not going to mess with Rasobasi 420. I just think that that's a good idea. You know, stay on his good side, make friends with him, and you know, serve him cocktails if he so desires. You know, anything cool. Because if this picture is legitimate, man, this guy is jacked. No kidding.
Yeah, I'm not going to be messing with him. But I would like to say hello to I'm Jaded, who posted a picture of herself on there. She's so cute. I think she should get points for that. She looks great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So if, you know, any of the forum moderators are out there, you know, definitely. And Rasobasi, too, you know, way to really break the thread in, guys, and get this thing going. And it looks like some people followed suit and people are posting their pictures. And, you know, this is great. You know, I like forums like this because it, you know, it helps us get to know one another here on BTS. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Getting to know you. Getting to see you, Nick. No. That's a different song I sing to my wife. Okay, well, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with more of the BTS Mix right after this.
Hey everyone, Doc Hancock here from the BTS Mix Show. The BTS Mix is a lot of fun, but when I need some serious mental stimulation, I know exactly where to go. Our sister shows here at the Above Network LLC. Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous over at the ATS Mix Show tackle a variety of current topics, ranging from hard-hitting events in the news to conspiracy theories to the mysterious world of UFOs. Here you'll find insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their fields. To quench my political cravings, I tune into the Above Politics show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Martin and Justin make sense out of this crazy political climate by discussing member posts, interviewing members about their stances on the issues, and interviewing noted political figures and authors. For politics, there is nowhere else to turn. So come on over and deny boredom with us at the BTS Mix Show, featuring Spencer Tracy and me, Doc Hancock. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Be a part of the revolution. It's Above Network LLC.
And welcome back to the BTS Mix. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And we're, you know, surfing through BTS here, talking about some various posts. We're talking about a lot of breaking general news this week. Just a lot of really interesting topics in the headlines. This one is a little close to the heart, so to speak. The title of the thread is Conservation from the Heart, a Solar Bra. And this was posted by our member we just mentioned, actually, Grady Philpott. And his avatar actually brings up a very good point. Visit the automotive forum. It's a great forum here on BTS, especially if you have any problems with your car or you want to vent about something or anything. Go over to the automotive forum, and I'm sure someone can help you out. This is kind of a cool story. Spencer, you want to talk about this one? Because this is really great.
Doc, have you ever invented anything or come up with an idea and you went, wow, that's a neat idea. That would make a great invention.
Spencer, I can barely tie my shoes. I have no time for inventions.
I came up with two inventions. One was already invented. But back, way many years ago, I can honestly say that I came up with the idea for the cart corral at a supermarket.
Oh,
yeah, that's a little place where you push your cart so you don't have to take it all the way back to the store. You just put it in the cart corral. I also came up with anti-flatulent underwear. Now, yeah, I know you got to think about that one for a second, but actually I thought, man, there's got to be a way, like when you're traveling or, you know, you're in a crowded situation and you've been having black-eyed peas for lunch or something, and you got a little gas, but you don't want to, you know, didn't want to make it obvious that that's what you had. So wouldn't it be really cool if you put like charcoal liners in your shorts, kind of like, you know, panty liners sort of, but charcoal. And that would keep the odoriferous smell from wafting through your crowd of people there. And actually I did a search and some guy already came up with it.
I'll be damned. You know, it's funny because I could probably use a pair of those when I'm bending over to tie up my shoelaces, you know, a little, excuse me. Oh, dear me. Oh my. Wish I had some of them Spencer Tracy flatulent proof underwears, man. That would have been real good right then.
Yeah, well, you know, if I'd invented it, I'd have been millionaire by now, probably. But anyway, this one is in the forum Breaking General News, Conservation from the Heart, a Solar Bra, by Gary Philpott, and it starts out with the news clippet from MSNBC. Ladies, take your battle for the environment a little closer to your heart with the solar-powered bra that can generate enough electricity to charge a mobile phone or an iPod. Oh, it has the pouches to store water, too, so you don't have to carry around environmentally unfriendly plastic. The bra also is equipped with pads designed to hold water, resembling mini drink pouches in order to reduce the usage of cans and plastic bottles.
You know, I think that this is just a tremendous idea all the way around. I mean, imagine you have, you know, just thousands of you know, phone and iPod charging stations walking around out there. Imagine the possibilities. That sounds tremendous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. But the solar panels, you got to, I mean, obviously, you just wear the bra. You don't wear a shirt because, I mean, how would it charge otherwise? Would you have like one of those beer hats with the solar panels on it? I'd probably not very attractive.
Well, I'd be a big advocate for that. I'd walk around with that proudly. You better believe it. You know, not only can I, you know, take my beer on the run with me and drink it from my hat, but I can also, you know, charge my cell phone at the same time so I can call people to tell them what a fashion stud I am with my beer hat.
Well, see, there you go. You've just invented the beer hat solar powered charger.
Yeah, there we go. That sounds pretty good. DJ Temp brings up a pretty good point about this bra. Unless it malfunctions and leaks, and then you've got solar electricity and water, you know, pretty close to, you know, some vital organs, and that could be pretty uncomfortable, going back to our taser gentleman, you know, fighting over the parking spot.
Yeah, I have a little short circuit. Oh, your headlights are on. They're off. They're on. They're off. They're on. What You Know posted, where's Calvin Klein and why isn't he doing something to help the environment? Come on, Victoria's Secret. We need these bras to help Mother Earth. It lifts, it separates, it gives you larger definition. Well, especially with your high-def TV, if you can run it off that.
You know, just plug right in, catch the game. Sounds terrific.
All right, let's jump over to our next forum. And this one is kind of neat. It goes along with the technology that we've been talking about. Not quite the solar-powered bra, but it is in the computer help forum. Homemade Wi-Fi antennas. And when I first saw this, Doc, I thought, this has got to be the neatest thing that somebody's come up with.
Yeah, you know, this is really cool, and it's really kind of ingenuitive. And what I was even more surprised by is the extremely low cost. Grover actually writes this one in, and for all of $6.45, You can go to your local hardware store, pick up a list of very easy to find items. None of this stuff is very difficult to find at all. And in about 45 minutes, you can build your own Wi-Fi antenna, which is really cool.
Yeah, and it's supposed to increase the gain tremendously. And Pavlov's dog said, yes, it works. The Pringles can antenna has been around for a couple of years in the Wi-Fi mod hack circles. Google it and you'll find a lot more information on it. Well, it's not very portable, obviously, but I mean, if you want to be able to maybe use Wi-Fi of your neighbors or, you know, maybe the local coffee shop around the corner or something, and you want to pick up the gain on that, well, it might be pretty handy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's you could think of hundreds of uses for this, even if you just wanted to go out in your own backyard and use your Wi-Fi. You know, it's a terrific idea. I'm well on board with this one.
So more kudos for you guys. I mean, two thumbs up for me because, man, that's just that's some neat stuff. You people are smart. We like you. We like smart people. And that's where you're going to find a lot of great folks and a lot of great posts, too, is on Below Top Secret. So post, read, and take some of the advice and some of the help that they've got. Matter of fact, if you need help with your computer, that's another great place to post it. Just ask a question in the computer forum, and there's lots of great people out there that would be happy to help you.
Yeah, there's like 15 MacGyvers on this website. So, you know, log in, post your questions, man, and you better believe you'll get some help. Pretty darn skippy. And moving right along to our next post, we're going to go into our relationships forum, which is a very popular forum that we like to visit frequently. Swatman writes in and says, so I'm going to go on a date with this girl. I'm pretty good friends with her, but I like her more than just a friend. She says that we never hang out, so I asked her to the movies with me on like a date. But I'm not sure if she likes me more than a friend. Are there any signs or signals I can look out for? Spencer, signs or signals? What in your vast experience, I'm sure, what signs or signals have you noticed or picked up on over the years?
That it's not a good idea to play butt darts first date.
So you and Dave are over then. This is it. That was just
we're done. Yeah, but also What You Know posted a great thread. I can't really tell you what the good signs are, but I can tell you what bad signs you need to look out for. So this is what You Know posted: mace to the face, clear sign that you're not doing well on a date. Knee or foot to the groin. Again, serious doubt your date is going well at this point. Number three, she leaves you during the date to be with someone else. Pretty clear picture the date hasn't gone smoothly. Number four, she leaves you to go to the bathroom and never returns. Another clear sign the date has not gone well. Phone calls. If she answers the phone and then says, oh, nothing, there's a good chance that you're not doing a good job at being a good date. At number six, drinks. Or other foreign objects in the face. See number one.
And I like number seven. Subtle hints like this sucks or I hate you. Please lose my phone number. These are clear signs that your date is not progressing well.
I think what you know and may have dated some of the people that I know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I was going to say, damn, you know, this is some real tough stuff that What You Know has gone through. I mean, if this is all coming from personal experience, or perhaps he's, you know, conjuring his own imagination to think of, you know, signs that wouldn't, you know, show that you're doing well on a date.
Late Apexer 313 had some of great advice, though. Have fun on your date. Signs a girl likes you. A, the hair flip. If when you're talking to her or during the movie and she plays with her hair a lot, flips it off her shoulders a lot, she likes you. B, gushing. If she lets you do a lot of the talking and hangs on your every word, even if you're telling her about your transmission might be slipping, and says things like, wow, oh, you're so smart to have figured that out. Wow, you rock. You're so good at fixing cars, etc. She likes you. Those are two of the biggies. I'm stopping there so not to give away too much of our girly secrets.
The humble one writes in and gives a few more signs to look out for. Notice if she gives you good eye contact. And I got to agree with him on that one. Eye contact is huge, and that can tell you so much. If she laughs at your jokes, even if they're stupid, around you, makes an effort to reciprocate the conversation, licks her lips, flips her hair. Flipping hair, apparently, is a big thing. And that's something I never picked up on. That's something really interesting. And another interesting one, and I think this really plays into the whole body language thing, which I'm, you know, a big proponent of. You know, you can really kind of tell someone where you're at with somebody, you know, just by the way you're sitting with them or the way you're positioned. You know, body language says everything. And the humble one says, has her legs touch yours when you're sitting next to each other? I think that's a big deal. You know, it certainly, you know, gives you a sign whether you're on the right track or the wrong track or, you know, so forth and so on.
Right. So, girls, if you have some help, please post in the relationships. So I'm going to be going on a date with this girl forum, and we'd love to read it, too.
And, you know, this is just really good advice kind of on a universal level, you know, just to see how you're doing with other people when you're just hanging out with somebody. I mean, there's nothing more annoying or awkward than, you know, sitting there having a talk with someone and either you don't catch the hint that you're not very interesting and they're losing interest in you, or vice versa. You know, sometimes you just want people to get the hell out of there and they just don't have the common sense to realize the vibes that you're sending out, you know, to maybe be quiet or walk away or do whatever.
Those little subtle hints maybe that you're dominating the conversation or that she's just not that into you.
And I think another good sign that maybe somebody's into you, if they want to play butt darts with you on the first date. I think that's always a good sign that things are going really positively.
Only if you're a guy, and then we'll just leave it at that.
And drinking margaritas. Margaritas inevitably will always lead to butt darts. And moving right along in the relationship forum, we have a post from DJ Temp, a frequent poster here on BTS. And she posts up a thread, why are some men so, just come in and read this. And she goes on to post, why are some men so evasive about sex? Oh my God, of course I love you. I'm just so tired. I worked all day and Joe said blah, 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 blah. And then this guy pissed me off. And what's for supper? You get the idea. Admit it, guys. Some of you are not very sexual at all. Should I rape him? I have done everything but stand on my head. And she goes on to say it all started with the great flu of 1996. That's right. He was just too weak to perform. Then his nephew died, although very traumatic. That one cost me 6 months without any sex. About 7 months later, his best friend died. He just couldn't perform. The trauma was too great. After a while, his brother, only 42, died of heart failure. That one has cost me a year without any love or touch that I need so badly. For the record, other men do find me attractive. I am too tired and not the type to go out looking for a one-night stand. I've suggested him getting Viagra or something, and he says he wouldn't take that. So my once-a-week romps have turned into absolutely nothing. I'm thinking maybe Craigslist under Platonic. So DJ Temp doesn't get any. Now you know. I don't know what to do, really. Any suggestions? And, you know, people I think were feeling DJ Temp's pain here and wrote him with some pretty good advice.
Just hearing the story, I would say as soon as you can, both of you go get some counseling. Obviously, he's had some events in his life that are really just really upsetting, but he's never really dealt with them. He's kept them in that shoebox under the bed and never unpacked them. So I would say counseling, number one, get into counseling and get some of those issues resolved. And it'll kind of and build on itself. And I think that the next post right next with that, Enthralled Fan says, it sounds like there's a lack of communication to me. He's coming up with excuses but not giving you a real reason. Tell him you want to talk about it if he isn't willing to do so. Suggest counseling. If he doesn't want to go to counseling with you, it couldn't hurt for you to go by yourself and maybe get some ideas.
Our very own resident screen test champion, Silent Shadow, and he says you need to find out his hidden fantasy. Ask him if you are willing, which it sounds like you'll be up for anything, even if he isn't. Everyone has to have some fantasy which will ignite sexual desire within them. And that's a really good point, you know. Maybe figure out, you know, try something new, try something different. And maybe DJ Temp already has. And, you know, this is just one of those things where a little bit of counseling, a little bit of communication will go a long way. But this is another great way to kind of spice things up, I think.
Yeah, and Grady Philpott also posted a great post that talks about, you know, he has a reason to be depressed. Obviously, he suffered some loss in his life. Maybe going to a doctor. Maybe he's clinically depressed. It could be, you know, that he's suffering with manic depression. There may be some medications out there that won't affect sexual desire and will get him out of that rut.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, it sometimes you'll find the answers in the weirdest of places, but sometimes it just takes trying a few different things, you know, and seeing what works and seeing what responds and stimulates and so forth and so on. And, you know, you might be surprised with the results. You know, the answers to things can be in the most mysterious places. So, you know, keep on pushing with that, DJ Temp, and best of luck to you. And you know, again, and this goes for anybody, if you need any advice on this stuff, you know, BTS is a really great, safe place to come and get some answers to some of these problems because, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different experience and know a lot of, a lot of people here on BTS, you know, have a lot of experience and know a lot about these different topics. So, you know, it's a great place to come in, get some advice and see what's going on.
You bet it is. All right, let's jump to the movie forum. Your favorite sci-fi horror flick, the top 5/10. This is posted by Agent Venom. First of all, my apologies if there's already a thread like this. What is your favorite or top five or top 10 sci-fi horror flicks? Now, these are sci-fi slash horror. These are my favorite genre movies, particularly ones released during the late 70s and 80s, which IMO was when most great movies were released. Aliens came in at number one. Aliens, that's the one out from 1986. Aliens, the one that scared the heck out of me. It came in at number four, but I'll go down the list. Predator, number two. Terminator 2, number three. Number five, The Thing. Number six, The Terminator. Number seven, The Fly. Number eight, Poltergeist. Number nine, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And number 10, Total Recall.
That's a great top 10 list. And, you know, my God, Poltergeist is easily one of the scariest movies ever made. Alien and Aliens, both great, great sci-fi movies. And Predator, man, good call. I wouldn't have even thought to put Predator on that list because it to me, it kind of fits in a genre of its own. But what a great, great movie that was. You know, a very young, strapping Arnold Schwarzenegger fighting the aliens in the jungle. You know, it's very cool. Very cool movie.
With Jesse Ventura. Let's not forget Jesse.
That's right. Jesse Ventura is in that movie. Wow. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that. That's pretty impressive.
Pre-gub Jesse. Yeah. Hey, Awa posted. Yeah, I think there have been a couple of threads like this over the years. Some of his favorites. Plan 9 from Outer Space, of course. That is like the C-movie classic. 1984. Zardoz, Time Bandits, yeah, Time Bandits, but it's not really horror so much. Creature from the Black Lagoon, Liquid Sky, and Dark City.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's a solid list right there.
But one that I think that's missing is obviously They Live with Roddy Piper.
Oh yeah, I remember that one, man. Oh, what a solid piece of film that was. Holy cow. You know, that's a great one. The one of my favorite horror movies is this kind of B movie. It's hilarious. It's called The Slug or something. It's all about these giant slugs that attack people and they crawl on their noses and stuff and kill them. And all I remember from it, it's been a real long time since I've seen it, I just remember laughing hysterically through the whole thing, is this giant slug crawls into this head of lettuce. And this mother, I think, is chopping up the head of lettuce, you know, to serve to her whole family. And if you eat one of these things, then apparently, you know, they spawn or whatever and, you know, create babies when they're inside of you or whatever. But, you know, so she cuts up this head of lettuce, serves it to her entire family, and everybody just starts, you know, getting slugged out. Oh, it's hilarious. It's great. You got to check that one out.
You know, one that I kind of thought would be on the list, but I guess they're not that old. Starred Steve McQueen. You know which one I'm talking about?
No, I don't I don't even know who Steve McQueen is. No, I'm just joking.
Think Jell-O.
Oh, The Blob.
Yeah.
Oh, holy cow. Yeah, of course. What a great, that's like the original, you know, that's back in, you know, that's back in the Twilight Zone era and the, you know, oh, what a tremendous movie that was. And even the remake wasn't horrible, but nothing like the original.
And it's not nearly as scary as Butt Darts, which we will get to next with the BTS mix as we come back in just a second. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
And welcome back to the BTS Mix. Now, I know that many of you, myself included, are dying to hear about Spencer and Dave Rabbit's Butt Darts story here. I know I'm literally first in line, shaking like a, you know, like a roadie following around Metallica, but you know, it's not a roadie. What am I looking for?
Groupie?
Here? Groupie, thank you. My goodness, the old brain just isn't ticking today for some reason. Anyways, so Spencer, apparently you have made a tremendous recording of your experience with Dave and the Butt Darts. What's going on?
Well, this happened this weekend, the weekend of the 17th of May. Made it to Dallas, flew into Dallas. We rented a car, and then wouldn't you know, we tell Dave, hey, we're picking up the car. We'll be at the restaurant in just a little while. Well, about an hour and a half later, from traffic jams and out stoplights and accidents and everything else, the 10-minute drive turned into like an hour and a half. But we finally got over there, had a great dinner, got to visit with Dave, just a super individual. Loved meeting you, Dave. You're a good man. And then things got a little weird because Dave wanted to play butt darts. So here's the deal. Let's just play the recording and you can hear for yourself how things went. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Rabbit.
Hey, and it's Spencer Tracy.
And Spencer and I and his beautiful, gorgeous wife is sitting across the table from us, whose name shall go unmentioned because she's on the, I think, didn't you say she's on the...
You finished? Oh, you need something else? I know, margarita, anything?
This is proving that we're at the restaurant, by the way. We're getting a margarita. Marla, margarita?
No, we don't want margaritas. Actually, we're recording live on the radio.
Can you say hi?
Would you like to say hi?
Oh, hi. This is Brigido. Brigido from Casita. Nueva Casita.
Okay, will you tell everybody, like, this goes worldwide. Would you like to say something to the worldwide audience?
You sure?
Yeah,
you're not kidding me.
Do you have family? You have family in Mexico?
All my family is over here in the United States.
You just speak Spanish.
In Chicago, tengo familia. En San Luis Potosí también. San Luis Potosí, México. Y mis hijos nacidos aquí en Estados Unidos. Uno en Dallas. Digo, dos en Dallas y uno en Chicago, Illinois.
So they're all over.
All over.
I love that. You know, you don't look Jewish.
I'm not Jewish. How do I be?
That's the thing I love about live radio. You never know what's going to happen, Spencer.
Well, see, yeah, I know. You break out a microphone.
I love these kind of toys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, listen, I told you that, you know, when you came to Dallas with your beautiful wife, that we were going to go to one of my favorite Mexican restaurants, and we're sitting in Nuevo Casita, which
we're
is...
Where the naked women.
Well, they come at...
You promised that, too. I hadn't seen that.
That's dessert. Mm. And because your wife's sitting here, we can only have the ones that are over 65. Saggy. That would be a little bit scary, wouldn't it? Okay, but anyway, I told you that I would teach you the game of butt darts.
Okay.
That I founded the... I am the... you've heard of the hair club for men?
Yes.
This is the butt dart for men.
Really? So you invented this
I
game?
I invented this game 20 years ago in this restaurant, right across the
have
way.
Have I had enough to drink here, enough margaritas?
Yes. Those five that you had, are fine. And I hope your wife is the designated driver to go to East Texas. Aren't you here to go fishing or something?
I'll fish later when I sleep.
I see. Very good.
Yeah. It's a good nap.
All right. Well, just to give everybody a visual. We're sitting in this restaurant, and there's literally several hundred people sitting around us.
Staring at us.
They're staring at us because they're figuring out what the hell are we doing. But here's what we have, folks. We have two things that you need to play the game of butt darts. You need a quarter. That's a quarter tapping on the microphone. And you need a glass.
Maybe you should drop the quarter in the glass. There you go.
Okay, you need a quarter and a glass. Okay, now, what you have to imagine, ladies and gentlemen, is that we, Spencer and I and his wife, are sitting in a booth, and like I say, all these people are having lunch and whatever, and they're kind of not talking right now, Spencer, because they're looking at us. What you do in butt darts is you take the quarter, and let me stand up and show you. Okay, I'm standing. All right, let me get. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here, you may hold that. Here.
Will you hold it?
I'll hold it. Stand up. All
okay.
Right. All right. Dave is standing up.
Okay. Now, what I'm doing basically is I'm putting this quarter up my pants.
Dave. Man, there's people in this.
I know, but wait a minute. I'm clenching my butt cheeks now. Can you see the quarter?
Oh, okay, mental picture, folks.
Can you see the quarter still hanging
out? I will tell you that he does have jeans on. Yes, I can see a glint of George Washington. He's going, ooh.
Do you see the quarter still hanging out?
Yes, I see the quarter.
Thank you. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ooch myself over the glass.
Can I get out of the way first? Hang on.
Yeah, wait a minute.
All right. Okay. Dave is standing out.
Now, what I'm doing...
Basically over the glass.
Imagine a penguin. The way a penguin walks. Now, what I'm doing, I'm penguin walking over the glass, and I'm trying to line up the quarter from my buttocks to the glass. And
keep your back straight.
And I'm gonna release it, and I'm gonna see if what will happen.
Okay, right? Let me put it down here by the glass. Right. See if you can get in there.
All right.
Okay.
Bombs away!
Hey!
Oh, I got it the first time.
How cool
time.
Is that crap? That's amazing.
Well, now, I have a question. Would you like to play a game of butt darts with Dave?
Well, I don't have a choice now. I mean, if you bought lunch, and I would feel like I was taking advantage of you if I didn't play butt darts. Okay, you hold this. Hang on.
We're gonna let you.
Get a different quarter?
Quarter,
sorry.
Please. Okay, give me a napkin. Hang on. I'm glad you had
we're gonna
on.
Let your wife hold the recorder.
Okay,
and kind of get us.
All right,
okay.
Hang on. All right, now wait a minute.
All right, now.
Be sure and
you know this really looks retarded. Come on.
You gotta put your ass up. You gotta put your ass in there.
I don't have much ass to go with, Dave. Come on, okay.
All right, now okay.
Put the quarter up there.
I'm clenching.
Clench.
Okay, hang on. I have to stand over the glass, right?
That woman's looking at you. You look like a retard.
Man, I feel so sexy right now.
But you
now.
Do it. You do a good penguin walk. I like it.
Standing over the glass.
Okay.
Can I squat?
No.
Whoa! I almost lost a quarter.
Man.
Okay. I got to stand up and do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Line it up as best you can.
My back straight.
What kind of?
Could you reach around for it?
I go for it.
All right. Oh, it bounced out.
Bouncer.
Oh.
Ooh, the bouncer. Okay, well, that's zero for you.
Oh,
okay, Dave's turn. All right, here.
Okay, well, it landed on its rim. Funny how that happened.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Beth. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Okay. And we'd like to do a disclaimer that we don't care for those of you that...
Oh, that the rim of the quarter, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Okay, my turn.
Your turn.
Uchin.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
All right. Your turn. All right. I'm 1-0.
Oh, man. All right.
Now, remember, this is the best 2 out of 3.
Well, you know, this is my first time to do butt darts.
I have to miss.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try again. Here we go. Butt darts. Okay. Let me waddle. Hang on. Okay.
It bounced out again. What the? You're releasing your muscles and your buttocks wrong.
Maybe I get a little afterburner there from the Mexican food.
I don't know. Maybe the beans are kicking in.
I guess. All right, fine. Whatever.
Okay, here we go. And... I've got this down to a science, you know. I mean, I am the president.
Your legs
of the
are shorter than mine anyway. Go ahead. It's farther to fall.
It has to do with how long your legs are. Okay.
All right,
here we go. And... Oh, another strike.
Okay, I'm sucking
two
it. I'm sucking
zero.
It. No, that's 3-0. Too many margaritas.
No, no. I don't count the first one as the test.
Okay, so it's just like two still.
It's 2-0.
Don't I get like a half point for bouncing?
You have a chance.
All right, fine.
I have to miss.
All right, here we go. Can't help my legs are longer. All right, hang on. All right, am I lined up? Mo, am I lined up?
Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks. All right, here we go.
You gone 0-for-3. How could you go 0-for-3 in butt darts? I have never seen a 0-for-3
well,
score.
If it can be done, Dave,
okay.
I can do it.
All right, let me rub this on my jeans.
Maybe I just don't have enough sticky on it.
Okay.
Oh
God, don't even go there.
All right, here we go.
All right, go ahead. Here we go. All right. This, Dave is lining up his shot. This is for the championship.
Can I shove him while he does
ATS this? Mix versus BTS Mix. The championship. And Dave is really concentrating. I think he's talking to his caddy.
Lining up the shot.
Lining up in one. The shot now. And it's in the hole.
And the crowd goes wild.
It's out of the hole and it's in the glass. All right, do the damn thing. I'm going to do this next time until I get it right. Hang on. I'm going to do this. No, I am going to do this. I'm just for pride.
I know
it's,
this is FCC compliant, so I got to say,
just for pride,
you
sake.
Suck at this game.
Thank you. Well, no kidding.
All right,
here we go.
3-0. Okay, just
do you have another margarita after this?
Yes.
All right, thank
just
you.
Just to see if you can hold this in.
All right. You ready?
I was up? Born ready.
Right,
go ahead,
on.
Drop that mother.
All right, here we go.
Oh, finally. Shoot.
It went around the rim and just barely.
Finally,
almost.
Folks, it was like a basketball shot. I mean, it really was. It's really amazing. Okay, and now we're going to have your love of your life sniff the quarter.
She slapped my hand and the quarter has gone over to a gentleman's table. Sorry, she was just kidding, sir.
We should probably just leave that for the waiter.
Yes. It's, oh, God. Yeah, it smells like chicken.
I need a cigarette after this.
Yeah. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this little remote from the Nuevo Casita restaurant here in Dallas, Texas. And until next time for another rousing game of Bar Darts. By the way, did I tell you I'm going to post this somewhere before the amigos ban me? Yeah, I'm gonna put up photos for those of you that can't understand the audio version, so you have a physical.
Were you taking pictures of this while this was going on?
No, but I'm going to create a manual on how to play butt darts that we'll put up for the show when the show.
Okay, I probably say this is going to be flagged and starred, and please dig this one. Dig it right out of your
dig the mother dig it out of your crevice or whatever. All right, until next round of butt darts. First off, I got to say how enjoyable it's been to have my old friend that we physically have first met today, Spencer Tracy. By the way, everybody keeps thinking they're dead. I don't know.
Maybe so. Funny how that is.
And his beautiful wife, quote unquote, Mo. Is that her real name or is that not her real name?
Nah, she's got two brothers called Larry and Curly.
That's
okay.
Right. Anyway, his beautiful wife, Mo, is with us. And we want to thank everybody for listening to the ATS Mix and the BTS Mix shows. So until next time for another rousing round of championship butt darts, I'm Dave Rabbit.
I'm Spencer Tracy.
And we'll see you next time on the Butt Dart Show.
and yeah,
that is butt darts. And wow,
yeah, that's pretty amazing. So please feel free to play this game with all your friends.
Yeah, very close friends, hopefully. Wow.
Yeah, well, you will be after this.
And now it is time for this week's edition of the BTS Screen Test. And a big congratulation goes out to Cloudfire, one of our members, got the question right last week, which was indeed Cate Blanchett. She played Katharine Hepburn, who recently turned 101, and Cate Blanchett won an Oscar for playing Katharine Hepburn in the 2004 movie The Aviator. So a big congratulations, and of course 500 points went out to Cloudfire for his efforts. This week's screen test, we hope it will be a little challenging. And here's the screen test. Making a screen debut as a bellhop, this graffiti artist went on to play dozens of memorable, if not apocalyptic, roles. Generally known to fly solo, we highly regard this actor as a huge part of our movie history. So, BTS screen testers, go ahead and name that actor. And you'll get 500 points for getting the right answer.
That is a great question, Doc. That is fantastic. All right, so 500 BTS points for whoever guesses it first. Just post it on this board where you're pulling off this podcast, and good luck to you. And that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix.
I'm Doc Hancock, and please watch out for them butt darts, for crying out loud.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.